hesitate to say the ocean can hold a candle to your eyes. You shut the door and cut me open. Now I'm wishing I was colorblind, 'cause I see shades of you when I don't want to. Right when I thought I was on. You got me off track, got me thinking abstract. Baby, look at where you've been. Soon you've got me working somebody or body cut. Time to love you, but I hate that.
Like Vegas, seen through the eyes of rebel glasses. Pray to God that my arms reach the masses. The young smoke in grassless jungles, rubber band together in cashless bundles. We wear struggling chains, divided only hustle remains. Make a sense of it, we hustle for change. Revolution ain't a game, it's another name for life fighting. Some wanna stay in their corner like Mike Tyson. Heights fighting for hits to heighten their hell. Don't he know he could only get as high as he fell? Show money becomes bail, relationships become jail, children are unhailed. I wish love was for sale, behold the pale. Horse got me trapped like R. Kell. I bail and it
might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again.
to tomorrow. And when it's here, I'll be closer to the end. Even now, I can feel a smile through the sorrow. Cause when you're near, my aching little heart begins to mend. Even now, I can look ahead and say, the future's looking brighter every day. The future's looking brighter every day. The future's looking brighter every day. When I'm down, I think about the good things tomorrow brings, and soon I am on my way. The future's looking brighter every day. That soon everything will all work out. Even now I know that this won't last forever. Someday soon I'll be free from all this pain and doubt. Even now I can look ahead and say, the future's looking brighter every day. The future's looking brighter every day. The future's looking brighter every day. The future's looking brighter every day.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Children, and you know that they're Why don't we Thank you. Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel, protection,
ability,
friendship,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Jumped in my world, a pretty girl. My foolish heart is breaking. A memory found, a flag unfurled. My long lost path not taken. The faintest flame burned on her cheek. In Harvard Square with her mother. It's not the same, but as I speak, you remind me of another. But in my mind, I chased you blind, and I'm sorry I never caught you. In dreams we'll meet, you'd smell as sweet as the roses I never bought you. It's sad to say her fair hair's gone gray. Her once bright face has fallen. She's pulled away, she's gone to stay. Her old hometown came calling. All my old rivals have all settled down. Their children off to college. Well, I'm left alone, sad to the bone, with no uncertain knowledge. But in my mind, I chased you blind, and I'm sorry I never caught you. In dreams we'll meet, it's not as sweet as the roses I never bought you. You'd think that now, after all we've seen, through fair and stormy weather, you'd think that now we might live this old dream, we might get this act together. But now it's late, so late in the year. It's a cold and dark October. No time for chance or for our final dance. This act is almost over. Still in my mind, I chased you blind, and I'm sorry I never caught you. In dreams we'll meet, it smells as sweet as the roses I never bought you. Still in my mind, I chased you blind, and I'm sorry I never caught you. In dreams we'll meet. You smell as sweet as the roses I never bought you. The roses I never bought you.
You gotta stretch so thin, you can feel the tension when she's in the room. Yeah, she don't wanna care what people think, but they assume the worst, yeah. Oh. Yeah, she's trying to do better, she's trying to change, but she's tired of that face, yeah, she's stuck in her ways. She don't want.
Welcome to Reed's Reading Room. I don't know if this is going through. Hello? This is my first show on the radio. Raise your hand if you're listening. No, can't see any of you. In the background I have Miles Davis' Bitches Stew playing. I don't know anything about it. And I came pretty unprepared today, if I'm being honest.
I plan to have some background music picked out for when I'm talking. But I didn't do it. I just kept it in my mind of something that I, I think I have to turn up the... Is this loud enough? Is that loud enough? That should be good. I'm just looking over at the left screen here. And I don't remember what the guy said, how far up these bars should go. There's two yellow bars that move when I talk. I don't know if I'm too loud or too soft, so... If I'm piercing your ears or you can't hear a thing I'm saying, call in to some number. Again, I am not prepared. Call in to 855-915-WMFO. Do you know how powerful I feel? Wow. I'm on air. And really, there's nobody here in the station. It's also just because it's 11:30, so nobody's here. There's so many records here. I could play anything or say anything. Or I could just talk the whole time and there's nothing that anybody can do to stop me. You don't have to listen to it. You can probably change the radio station. And at the end of the day, it's the radio, one radio station, 11:42. I'm gonna text my brother, tell him I'm on air. If he didn't fall asleep, I'm such an idiot. I should have been here probably half an hour before I arrived. I just totally lost track of time. First time that's happened in a while. I really was just having a good time, and what was I even doing? I was reading on the road. I've been really sick. Hold on, I got distracted. I am on air. Oh, he's texting me back. I know you're on, Goose. And it's 12:84. Thank you. Well, now the clock says 12:43. Oh, wait. Why is this? Can you hear the song? Oh, yeah, it's still playing. Okay, and also, I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm gonna try to do... Oh, I have a plan. I came with a plan. And I thought it all out, and I spent a lot of time doing it. And it's finals week. I should have been doing vector whatever's addition. Working on my times tables. But, no. I was planning it all. I bought a bunch of books. Hold on. I have to go get my bag. I'm supposed to say something. Oh, maybe I'll put on a PSA while I'm gone. That's something that a good radio jockey would do. So one of the things that when I was in training that they told me about, I'm saying training like I went to BUDS, like boot camp. Yeah, we had to do these obstacle courses. They made us run on the beach in the sand on fire for 10 miles. But it was just 2 days of not listening to a word he said when I should have been. I was just drifting off. Okay. Okay, so I gotta pick PSAs. Just search. I just want them all. I want to look through them. What do we got? Yeah, so one of the things, like I was saying, that you gotta do is play a PSA every hour. But I think I'm gonna do it now out of convenience. And it's just like a P... Alec Baldwin? Fur PSA? How timely. That's sad. Don't make a joke about that, Reed. That was very sad. I'm talking about how Alec Baldwin shot that lady on, and I shouldn't be talking about it if I don't know her name. Hold on. Alec Baldwin. It was Alec Baldwin, right? Shooting somebody. How is that not the first Google search? Oh, so sad. And what's even sadder about it is just is so unnecessary. I mean, it's such... It shouldn't have happened. For what? a bad Alec Baldwin movie? That's really sad. It's one thing to die on the beaches of Normandy, but it wouldn't seem so senseless like this. Well, I mean, some people would say dying on the beach of Normandy is senseless. War. But you know what I'm saying. I can't find her name. But, so, maybe he doesn't need any time on air. Yeah, scratch that. I'll find a different one. Again, I have full power. And I get it. I know now why Napoleon wanted to go into Russia. Do you know how good it feels to have all this power? I can do whatever I want. Let's see. And all I want is more power. I want all the radio stations. Every FM, AM, PM, XM radio. It's all gonna be me talking nonsense into nothing about nothing. Most people just put on a song. Raise your hand if you're listening. PSAs. PSAs, PSAs. I do want to know how many people are listening, because I don't know, I'm curious. Okay, pick a random one. Discovering Nature. They're all 30 seconds. No, I want a long one to give me more time. Give me a minute. Oh, I just got a text. Shut up. I wish that I couldn't be reached at all hours of the day. Where? I'll put it there. Okay. You're going to start listening to MassCon, Know Your Rights, PSA. I'll be back in 1 minute 16 seconds, 0.9.
License and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCan, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
Got my sheet of paper here. So it looks like the plan is, this is Reed's reading room, but anyway, and I named it that because when I was filling out the form to pick my station, I had to pick a name. I didn't think about it before then, so I just picked Reed's reading room. It's so egotistical, like it's always about me. This first passage, so the plan is to read from a book, words, written text, and then play a song that I think has the same energy or what I feel like is the central idea of the passage in the poem, or the passage in the song are the same. So his first passage is from All the Pretty Horses by Cormac McCarthy. I haven't actually finished the book, I've just read the first 20 pages a couple of times. And then put it down. And then say, oh, I actually kind of like that book, I don't know why I stopped reading it. Pick it back up, and do that 5 or 6 times. So I know the first 20 pages really well. Now, I put a sticky note. Oh, that's good. Good job, past Reed. And here's it goes. His grandfather was the oldest of 8 boys and the only one to live past the age of 25. They were drowned, shot, kicked by horses. They perished in fires. They seemed to fear only dying in bed. The last two were killed in Puerto Rico in 1998. And in that year, he married and brought his bride home to the ranch. And he must have walked out and stood looking out at his holdings and reflected upon the ways of God and the laws of primogeniture. 12 years later, when his wife was carried off in the influenza pandemic, they still had no children. A year later, he married his dead wife's older sister, and a year after that, the boy's mother was born. And that was all the boring that there was. The Grady name was buried with that old man. In the day, the norther blew the lawn chairs over the dead cemetery grass. The boy's name was Cole. John Grady Cole. Hey, y'all. It's Reed, back. I like this, wait, is this still playing? Miles Davis song, because I didn't realize that past song ended. And if I didn't have this song on, can you hear it? I don't know who I'm talking to. Yeah, I can hear it a little bit. There. That's good. And I feel so cool and jazzy with Miles Davis playing behind me. Wow. There's no worse spot for a self-obsessed 20-year-old than a radio station where I talk into a void. There's no repercussions. You have to understand. I wish whoever's listening out there and Stu that you could sit here and experience what I'm experiencing sitting here. All I see is records, old records. I feel like I've gone back in time. You know, I spent all day just thinking about other things. Things like the future. Not like the future, like when we're in space, or even my future. Like what my cubicle is going to look like or anything like that. I just mean like tomorrow. Thinking about the test I have on Tuesday. But here, I'm just talking. And it feels great. Next up, I have Small Talk by Charles Bukowski. I've been reading a couple of these poems over the last couple days.